Welcome to Rights Watch, a program about human rights around the world from Human Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello. The Human Rights Watch Film Festival has wrapped up in New York. Among the films shown, a series produced by young people from regions across the globe. Youth Producing Change showcases young filmmakers who have documented their own lives and the human rights crises they experience every day. Among the themes they tackled this year, environmental contamination. There's a film out of Texas called Image of Contamination, and from Kenya, a story called Hands of Love. Image of Contamination takes place in South San Antonio, which was once home to 8 military bases, among them Kelly Air Force Base. It's closed down now, but its toxic legacy lingers, according to this new documentary. We meet residents who live in the shadows of the former military base, who are getting very sick.
I am a cancer survivor. My daughter also had cancer. We lost our cousin a year ago. She had liver cancer. There's so many people here that have lost their children. There's mothers that have 3 kids with cancer, and there's no hope for them.
Filmmakers Antonio Rodriguez, who's 21, and Elizabeth Gonzalez, 20, say South San Antonio was contaminated back in World War II when personnel at Kelly Air Force Base were fixing airplane engines and trying to degrease them.
They didn't really have any place to put all the engine degreaser, all of the chemicals they used mostly to maintain the planes. So they started digging pits and throwing it into the ground.
And I don't know if they realized, but there's groundwater maybe 10 feet beneath these pits, and the chemicals would seep into the groundwater and created these toxic plumes that ran under the homes that were between the 2 Air Force bases.
Locals now call that area the Toxic Triangle. The cleaning solvents allegedly used by the military have been linked to birth defects, kidney failure, and liver cancer. Gonzalez says over the years, these chemicals seeped into South San Antonio, festering beneath backyards and streams without enough outcry.
There's this horrible environmental racism and injustice going on in our community, and we had no idea about it. And because it's such a poor area, a mainly Hispanic, impoverished area, nothing has been done about it.
Enter the film's central character who's trying to change all that, Diana Lopez. She's 19 and recently ditched her lifelong dream of becoming a pilot and instead began working to organize her neighbors to demand justice and a cleanup of the toxic chemicals in their midst.
And while the Alvarado family and friends continue to die and the reports continue to show elevated rates of cancer in the community, how much has the Air Force spent in off-base cleanup? Nothing.
Environmental cleanup on a smaller scale is the theme of the film Hands of Love. In this documentary, we meet a young man named David Were, who is living in Kibera slum on the outskirts of Nairobi. He shares a toilet with 30 other families. And going out after dark to use it, we learn, can have horrible consequences. I spoke with David when he was in New York promoting his film. One night, he and his family were awoken by the screams of his father outside. David was 15 at the time.
When we got out of the house, we found my dad lying out, and so it was very, he was bleeding very badly, but it ended up that he couldn't see, and also he became paralyzed.
David's father was blinded and paralyzed by thugs who had tried to rob him. That incident changed David's life forever. His father and his mother were forced to move back to their home village, some 7 hours away. David explains that Kibera slum, with its high crime and lack of sanitation, is no place for a man who is both blind and paralyzed. So, in his father's absence, David's organized a group of young people who now take to the streets of Kibera several times a month, cleaning up the roads, toilets, and gutters.
We have to do something to improve the situation back in Kibera. Even though we've tried cleaning it up, but we've not reached that target. That's why we are still continuing cleaning it.
And what is your target?
My target is seeing Kibera a very clean place, go back to the village, bring my father back here in Kibera so that we can stay together as a family.
And in order for your father to come back, what will be required?
In order for my father to come back, one, we have to make sure that Kibera is clean so we can get rid of diseases such as typhoid, malaria, those TB, the waterborne diseases. And then second, we have to try as much as we can and improve the security in Kibera. Yeah.
But as we see in David's film, cleaning up Kabira can be dangerous in itself. Young people and the crew are poorly equipped. We watch as they scoop up all manner of waste. Justice Kangera worked as a sound engineer on the film, and he also volunteers helping to clean up Kabira using what he describes as broken spades and broken rags.
We use the broken spades, broken rags, which are not in that good condition. I think gloves are better. If we wear gloves, you know, that at least we are protected from those things. Because you might be picking something, and maybe there might be some sharp objects from the trash, you know, when it's very bad.
So are some of you picking up things without gloves?
Yeah, some of us end up wearing the polythene bags just to protect us from the germs.
The film from Kenya, Hands of Love, along with Image of Contamination, were screened as part of the Youth Producing Change film series, shown at this summer's Human Rights Watch Film Festival, which was held in New York. For more on the film festival and the work of Human Rights Watch, please visit hrw.org. And that's Rights Watch for this week. Human Rights Watch is an independent organization dedicated to defending and protecting human rights around the world. For more about Human Rights Watch, including audio, video, and multimedia, please visit hrw.org. You can subscribe to the podcast on iTunes or listen on the website. If you have questions or suggestions, please email Human Rights Watch. It's podcast@hrw.org. Thanks for listening to Rights Watch. I'm Amy Costello.